All factory-recommended maintenance for 4 years or 50,000 miles is covered. It even covers things that typically wear out over time, like brake pads, brake rotors, even wiper blades. Look, BMW has always made cars that are fun to drive, and now we've made them just a little more fun to own.
Lease a 2004 3 Series for $289 a month for 24 months with $3,348 due at signing, but only through April 30th. See your authorized BMW center or call 1-888-3114-BMW for details.
WJFK's Don and Mike Show is brought to you by our partner, AOL for Broadband.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Alcohol is a way of life. Alcohol is my way of life, and I aim to keep it.
The Don and Mike Show.
Sanitized for your protection. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That's right. It is sanitized for your protection. Thanks to your local United States government. Hey, good Thursday to you, everybody. It's tax day. Did you file your taxes today, or are you going to pay the penalty? Well, it's not important, because we've got the best of Don and Mike from 2 to 3 p.m. leading up to Don and Mike Live today for you. In this segment, Ross Valerie, close personal friend of mine and bass player for Journey, visits the guys in studio on the best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
What always happens like this on this show. At first, they call it, they say, Journey's coming to town. Journey's coming, and they want to come in and perform.
Right.
They say, great.
Yeah.
Let's get them in here.
Wonderful.
Then I hear early this morning, well, Journey's here. But the singer doesn't want to sing.
Ah.
It's disappointing.
Because today's the day off.
Right.
And the singer wants to rest his voice.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, that's fine. Then you heard Lisa
right.
about a half an hour ago come in and say, well, it was going to be three of them coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan, the keyboard player, Jonathan Kane.
Right.
And Ross, Valerie, the bass player.
Mm-hmm.
And Steve, the new vocalist for Journey.
Mm-hmm.
And as it turns out, only one of them is here.
One out of the original, well, they're supposed to be, yesterday there were supposed to be five.
Yesterday they were five.
Mm-hmm.
Then a half an hour ago there were three.
Right.
And now there's one.
One member of Journey.
One dude. Yes.
All right.
So we can make him wait or we can bring him in.
I think, you know, you're the Journey fan and, you know, my wife's a big fan. I think you should make that call.
I don't know. I'm disappointed that five were supposed to be here. Maybe we should just talk to him on the telephone before we bring him in.
That's a good idea.
What's the number in the green room?
I don't know.
Does anybody know?
They can connect you through the front desk.
Through the front desk?
Through the front desk.
Okay, here we go.
Very good. That's a disappointment. I know you were looking forward to having the band in
here.
WJFK.
Hi, this is Don and Mike. Can you put us through to the green room, please?
Through the front desk.
Through the front desk?
Through the front desk.
It's us on the radio.
Yes.
Very good.
Normally you'd get a yes, no problem.
Disappointment. I know you were looking forward to having a band in
here. WJFK.
Hi, this is... Does she not know the extension, or...?
There's no green room.
There's no green room. What?
The extension doesn't work.
Are you eating?
No, I'm not.
Of course not. How about the conference room? Maybe they put them in the conference room upstairs?
Hold on a second.
Oh, you know what? Well, that's right. The green room became Steve Goldstein's office.
Yeah.
Right.
I assumed he was in with Steve.
The conference room?
No. The green room.
Oh, but isn't the green room now the conference room upstairs?
No.
I was assuming that the green room was still where the green room is.
Mm. No, it's Steve.
That hasn't been that way for months.
I know. Hello.
Do you want the conference room?
Yeah, please.
Okay.
Thanks.
The conference room?
No.
For whatever reason, I thought that's still where we hid guests. Was
like
back there.
We'd have people go in and sit next to Steve while he was working, or
I don't know. Hello.
Hey. You know, it was a crappy green room, actually.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's me. It's Lisa.
Hi, is he up there?
Yeah, he's right here. Hold on, Ross.
No, you got to hand it through the people.
Okay, hold on.
Got to hand it through the people. See, this isn't really the green room. It's the brown room, and I'm being detained, and I decided to go and barge in on somebody's meeting.
Oh.
You know, and...
Is this Ross?
This is Ross.
Hey, Ross, where are the other dudes?
The other dudes, they're sleeping, man.
Well, that's right, rock stars.
Well, you know, we traveled 11 hours.
Where'd you come from?
We came from... Where did we come from? Pugsley, where did we come from?
Pugsley.
We came from Nashville. It was a long haul.
From Nashville, that's like a 90-minute flight.
You walk?
No. We come by luxury land yacht.
Oh,
you take the bus. You're doing the tour bus.
Used to take the bus, and then used to travel by coach. Now we journey by luxury land yacht.
Do you have one of those great...
Hey, listen, man. Yeah. Enough of this detainment in the brown room. I'm coming in.
All right, come on down.
All right, come on in, Ross.
Bye.
All right, bring him in. Bye-bye.
Great.
All right, Ross is coming down here.
I wonder whose meeting he walked in on.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Hope he looks like a rocker.
He sounds like it.
I think you will.
He sounds like it.
Does the press release state if Ross was in the one of the founding members, or is he one who joined up later?
No, I think he's one of the original guys, I think.
Whoa. Joe, come up to the...
Yeah. No, Joe, don't.
We'll ask him.
Not with that.
I think everybody's giving us the clue that A.B. May, E.'s A.
Right.
I hey.
You never know.
Okay. Yeah, I would shocker that we'd have a rocker on the show who was high.
So they travel by the tour bus.
Yeah.
Cool.
And I don't know if he's frankly, I remember Steve Perry, Neil Schoen, and Jonathan Cain. They're the guys that I remember.
Is this the guy that listens to us out in Sacramento?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now this guy might be someone on the phone would know. Hello, is this a Journey fan?
I am a Journey fan.
Is this guy an original Journey man?
Yes, he is. Ross Fowler, Neil Schoen, Jonathan Cain, Steve Machine Gun Smith, and Stephen Perry.
All right, here he comes.
So we're bringing him in.
Hey, he's incredible.
Hi, Ross.
Why is he so incredible?
Yeah. How you doing?
How's
it
going? Dude. How you doing?
How are you?
All right.
Nice to meet you.
Right.
Hello?
My road manager.
Nice to meet you.
Pugsley. He needs
hey, Ross. It's
hi, Pugsley.
To talk to
you. Hold on. Hey, nice shut up there for a second on the phone. Hold on a second.
All right.
Let him sit down and get some headphones and.
I must have headphones.
All right. Yes, absolutely.
With a heavy low end response.
Okay, you got it. You got it. Now I got a bunch
headphones
of Journey
for Pugsley as well.
Oh no, your roadie doesn't need headphones. All right, here's some headphones for Ross.
Let's make it official. You know, John.
Hello.
I could have had a career in radio broadcasting, but I kept my night job.
Your music job.
And that's right.
Worked out rather well for you, I think.
First of all, I must apologize for the other members of the band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not as luxurious and... La-di-da, as you think, but it's been a long haul.
Okay, I got you. So.
You know,
yeah, 11 hours. I mean, if you're like, driving from...
You're on a bus.
That's about right.
But this may sound like a conspiracy, but the whole idea of Journey doing the Don and Mike show was so that I could come here and hang out with you guys.
Well, now that's what we heard. Oh, we heard that you listened to us in Sacramento, right?
Sacramento Go Kings.
Okay, do you live in Sacramento?
No, I live in San Ramon.
Where the hell's that?
It's East Bay, San Francisco.
East Bay. Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
And I really talked to the rest of the guys, and some of them showed interest. And I just somehow knew in the end it would be just me and Pugsley, right?
Yeah. Now, Pugsley, what do you do? Are you the road manager?
I'm the tour manager.
You're the tour manager, and how's the tour going so far?
Very well.
Very, very well?
Yeah. These guys
pull the microphone closer there,
Pugsley. Guys
very well.
Is it your job to get these guys laid?
I take the fifth.
Take the sixth. I'll raise you one.
The non-married ones, yes.
The non-married ones.
Is it still as good as it was in the heyday? Is it still, I mean, as far as, you know,
menu.
Like,
the menu is always wonderful. But
So there's lots of...
The principal players are happily married.
Ah,
just
you
like
go.
You are.
Oh, yes, we are.
Well, no, we really are.
We really are.
I mean, speak for yourself.
I really am, too.
Really? How long have you been married?
That means everybody in the crew gets... You know,
I get first choice.
Gotcha. So do you get laid, Pugsley?
I get first choice, yes.
Pugsley, really? Way
he
to
did,
go,
he
man.
He didn't answer that, did he? He sort of skirted the issue.
It's very nice, though. That's terrific.
So when I watched the Behind the Music, the Journey Behind the Music,
yes,
I was amazed. And also I saw, I guess, the concert you guys did on DirecTV.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm amazed that you guys found a guy who sounds just like Steve Perry. I mean, to my ears... Exactly the same. And he kind of looks like him, even.
Good.
Now, how much... No, that's a compliment.
Thank you.
That's a compliment. How much does that piss off the real Steve Perry?
I have no idea. I haven't talked to him since 1996.
Did you see him on the Behind the Music thing?
I was there. I saw it.
You see him wearing, like, he's wearing a... Like he was going to prep school or...
It's his pinstripe suit.
Yeah.
You know, like that, you know.
Yeah,
forget Bob.
The story is that Steve Perry decides that he has some medical problem or something.
Yeah.
And the guys want to go out on the road. They want to push the record. They want to go out and tour. And Steve Perry keeps slowing them down. So finally they say, you know what? F you, and they find a guy who sounds just like Steve Perry.
Well, there was something inaccurate about the what they said. They said it was a matter of months. It was actually a matter of like 18 or 19 months. So we really waited as long as we could. And we wanted to get going. And fortunately, we found a way to negotiate separation.
Now, when you go out now...
Yes, Durnus interruptus has ended.
You know, I don't know whether we're going to get a straight answer out of this guy. I'll be honest with you right now.
Joy, 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 Ren.
Do you hate Steve Perry?
No, I don't.
Do you dislike Steve Perry?
At this point, no.
Really? But there was a time when you guys were... You know, screw the guy, right?
Well,
I mean, look what he did to you. I mean, you know, he left you high and dry for a while there.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. How high are you guys?
It's called 6 hours sleep on the bus. You know,
now, is the whole band on the bus? Is the whole band traveling by bus?
Neil's got his own bus right now because he's got a new bride and he's got lots of family coming out. So. His new bride just went home, so I decided to ride on the bus with him, and we cleaned out his liquor cabinet
before we went to sleep.
So we had a bit of an evening. You knew you had the day off today.
I knew I had the day off with Don and Mike.
Now, I don't really want to be on my toes when I do radio. I want to be a little crispy.
Okay.
You're right about that. Absolutely.
Now, when you're doing the show here in D.C. tomorrow night at Nissan Pavilion, who are you doing it with?
We got John Waite opening. Fabulous band he's got.
John Waite, right? Missing You. I remember that song.
And he sounds better than ever. And then we got Peter Frampton, who's like solid.
That's great.
I can't deal with Peter Frampton with short hair.
For all of us that grew up in the 70s.
Bring a wig, Don.
Very, very difficult to see. Does Peter Frampton do all the old stuff?
He does it, and he does it better than he did then.
Oh, that's great.
What can I tell you?
And you guys do all your hits?
We do as many hits as we can fit into, like, an hour, 90 minutes.
90-minute show.
That's a good
every
gig.
Night.
That's a good gig, isn't it?
That's sweet.
Work,
90
work,
minutes.
Work, good night.
Work.
Yeah, see, but see Pugsley's laughing over there.
It's an easy gig.
That's like 90 minutes.
I'm not quite sure what all this guy is.
He's just here to laugh. That's all there is to it.
So when you do the 90 minutes, you guys have so many songs. You do different ones some nights and different ones the other nights?
We have a set list that involves the classic hits in strategic parts of the set, the beginning and the end. And in the middle, we've got some ballads, and we'll change songs from night to night. We've got like 40, 45 songs worked up, but we can only fit in 18 or 20 of them at a time.
How much money did you guys make when Journey was, around the time of Open Arms and...
Big money.
Big money?
Big.
Did you waste it all?
Yes.
You did?
Good for you.
Okay. Did you make any money off the Journey pinball machines?
Yes.
Because I had one.
I kept that money. It was quarters.
I had to go out with that canvas bag at 3 in the morning and, okay. What's the Journey song that you think was most overplayed on the radio?
Overplayed?
In the heyday.
Ah. Okay, how many na-nas are there in Love and Touch and Squeezing?
Really?
We have 10 seconds.
Wait, now hold on.
Na 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 na.
That's 117.
So that's the one you think is the most overplayed?
I think so.
Really? You don't think it's Open Arms?
I don't know.
Because Open Arms got...
I listen to you guys. I listen to Art Bell and jazz and whatever. I don't know.
So if you guys start into Open, that na-na-na, you're rolling your eyes going, oh, Jesus Christ, here we go. We're going to have to...
No, it's okay. Point. It's all right. It's okay.
It would just be a nice little insight if anyone was going out to Nissan Pavilion tomorrow night. And
well, you are.
When you went
you
into
are,
that...
And you are bringing your families. I insist.
Well, that's very nice of you. That's nice.
Are you available?
Well, listen. Now, here's the deal. I am available.
Where's Homo Joe?
Homo Joe.
Where's Dennis?
And where's Broyhill?
Yeah, you mention all these names, you're going to have like a lot of people on the list back there.
Where is everybody, man? Broyhill's upstairs. Okay. You may have walked in on his meeting upstairs.
I did.
Dennis Murphy?
I had Lisa hand the phone through the little spy thing where you can spy on
people. You know what? Do you know that I discovered that? For the first time, how long have we been working here?
You just found out about that
thing? That's the first time.
So while I was waiting for you guys, I opened up the thing and I stuck my face in there. I said, hi, am I interrupting a meeting here?
It's right behind the television.
Yeah, I know.
And it's a great thing to F with a meeting that's going on.
Yeah, and it's a brown room, not a green room. Mm-hmm. Okay,
it's a brown room. So if I was to come to the show tomorrow night,
I'll tell you. Get there at the beginning.
At the beginning?
Yeah. Don't be latently fashionable or fashionably late.
Are you guys first, second, or third on the bill?
Yes.
Which are you?
You rotate it?
We're third.
You're third. You're the closers.
Yeah. We're the biggest.
The closers.
Mm-hmm. We're big.
The closers.
We're nationwide. We're beefy.
Okay. Gotcha. Now,
coast to coast, brother.
Am I going
to
be disappointed by this show? Are you?
Not at all.
Really?
Not at all. There's something for everybody there.
Okay.
Yeah.
But hold on. Let me just tell you.
I think it would be wonderful. I mean, I think it would be a great show to go see.
Because you're going to think I'm a big fag. This Sunday night, I took my wife. We went to see Donny Osmond. I like Donny Osmond.
Hey, listen, I've seen Wayne Newton. He was hot.
Okay.
So, and now hold it. Let me stop you right there. I went to see Wayne Newton. But wait a minute. Wait.
He wanted to say something. We've already taken.
I just want to ask you a question.
All the time.
I'm sorry. Your time is up. You've got to go. Get in your limo and go away.
I constantly interrupt Don.
Mike always does. God damn, he's bad. He never interrupts.
You know, when I get in the car, I've got the car, you know, going, and my wife gets in the car, and she goes, "Why? What? Oh, you got those guys on the radio? How could they're so crude and vulgar? How could any woman? Why?" I said, "The women are lining up for blocks to get next to these guys, honey.
As you see,
you know, And I said, honey, they've got families, they've got wives.
Mm-hmm. We do.
They've got children. They talk to them. You know, I think maybe we should call my wife.
Give me your number.
Okay.
Write her number.
I'll write it down for you.
Write her phone number down. We'll call your wife.
While you're doing that, I want to ask you about this Wayne Newton thing. When you went to see Wayne Newton.
See, you got back to Wayne.
Tell me the truth. You went to see Wayne Newton like I went to see Wayne Newton as a goof, right?
It was like, okay, he's there and we're there. Let's go see him.
Let's go see Wayne Newton.
You know what?
The novelty effect of going to see Wayne Newton. I tipped the guy. I got down to the front row and we were sitting next to people that said, "We just love Wayne Newton. We really, really. So we couldn't goof on him."
See, the difference is that I go to see Donny Osmond. He's been on our show a million times. They're going to get us backstage, have dinner with him after the show. My wife and I get there, and he's doing Give My Regards to Broadway.
Give My Regards.
And we walked out after 20 minutes. Yeah. And F this, I don't want to see this. So if we go all the way to Nissan Pavilion. What I'm saying, when I get there, you're not all of a sudden going to go, "Hey, incidentally, you know, all the songs you guys want to hear.
No.
We've got, you know, we're going to be playing."
Don't worry about it,
Don. Okay, all right, I won't.
Your wife will be happy.
What is your wife's name?
Mary.
That's a good thing about going to a show like that. Because, I mean, you are going to see the hits. And, you know, at so many shows you go to, you don't get the hits. Right. And the bottom line, people that go to a concert, they want to hear the hits.
Is your wife at home?
Yeah, and the idea is you got to straighten her out. You got to convince her that you're wholesome people.
Well, we are. You know that. You're sitting here. You know we're wholesome people.
I know.
All right, and her name is
Mary.
Hello?
Mary. Mary?
Yeah?
Hi, this is Don and Mike. We're on the radio right now with your husband. Hey, Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, great.
Hi.
Hi,
Mary. I'll ask Sue the Moon for you, Mary.
Hey, Mary, right now we're having TV in our studio.
Mm-hmm. Sitting here with Russ, we've got 14 or 15 strippers here right now.
It's having fun. That's good.
Yes, we're visiting all the various porn sites on the internet.
And, I'm going to kill my husband. I'm going to kill him.
Well, but now listen, Mary, your husband tells us that you are not a fan of our show.
Well, it's just that, you know.
No, I don't.
Blunt.
It's what?
You're very blunt.
Very blunt.
So is your husband.
Oh, he is.
Was that a pot reference?
Short, but not too big around.
I don't know.
Do you have a picture of Mary with you right now?
It
would help the conversation so much.
Yeah. But he's going in his bag.
There she is.
Mm. Let's see her.
So,
wow.
And this is a glamour shot from the mall.
Very hot.
Okay.
You're a very hot woman, Mary.
Wow.
Very hot. I can't take it anymore, you guys. I got to go.
No, you can't go. No, Mary. Don't hang up.
Oh, she's gone.
Oh.
Wow.
She hung up.
Well, thanks for the picture, though. That picture helped a lot, really. It did.
It did.
Yeah. How long have you been married to her?
19 years.
Oh,
19 years. How about that? I got 20 next month.
Ooh,
20 right there.
Ooh.
20. It's like a jail sentence.
So I got to tell you a story. The people that turned me on to your show are Tim and Susan Gorman of Moraga, California.
Okay.
That's good, Rob. We applaud everybody on this show.
And I believe Rob has a cousin.
Yeah.
In Moraga, and they know your cousins.
Oh, no kidding.
So you were in trouble.
Is that why you applauded, Rob? Was it a legitimate applause?
For my Uncle Tommy.
Moraga.
Uncle Tommy Spiewak.
Yeah, Tom Spiewak.
And my friend Tim is a fine musician, good friend. He played with The Who and Jefferson Starship, and he told me a story that I got to tell you.
Okay.
One day, you guys were burning big time on the Jefferson wheelchair, right?
Yes.
Okay. What ended up happening was that got so much publicity that busloads of people that didn't know they were playing showed up. You made the show a success.
Oh, really? So people went to
by
see...
By burning on them, you made their show for them.
Oh, good.
Well, they're not what they were.
Uh-huh. That's wonderful.
Well, there you,
but I'm glad we were able to help them out.
What's that?
And your uncle runs a survivalist camp out there, doesn't he, Rob?
I'm an efficiency camp.
An efficiency camp.
What is that?
Yeah, absolutely.
No, he's a salesman.
Oh.
So,
salesman.
How long did to get that 1 hour behind the music, how long did they have to interview you guys for?
Well, have to. They made, Rob, I'd say at least 24 hours of footage, and they interviewed people that you didn't see, like our former manager, our current and past record producer, all kinds of people that had all kinds of things to say.
Were you happy with the final result?
Yes and no. I think it was okay, especially for people that didn't know much about the band. I think it tended to focus on the Steve Perry band rather than a journey that had existed actually long before he joined us.
Right.
It could have been worse. A lot went to the cutting room floor. But, you know, it's not even an hour. It's 44 minutes if you remove all the commercials.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the producer was thinking about doing part two.
Ah, so there might be a lot of good stuff.
The sequel.
You ever get embarrassed when you see an old video?
Yes.
Like when you guys were...
Absolutely.
Well, what's the video where you guys are on the dock?
In fact, man.
Is that separate ways? Is that what it is?
Which album is it? It shows me on the back of the album with this, like, silk... satin three-piece gay outfit on.
Infinity?
Infirmity. No, was it elbow lotion? No, it was debauchel. I can't remember. Anyhow, my youngest brother gives me the worst time. He says, I still remember that. Do you remember that? You're totally gay.
What is the video?
He goes, what was going through your mind? Who was dressing you up? You know.
What is the video where you guys are dancing around on a pier?
Oh my God!
Ways where like you wear these.
Well, that was in the pioneering days of music video.
You're wearing like these fag sailor suits, or one of you is.
Herbie, yeah, we were playing air instruments. Herbie, our manager, said, "Hey, I got a great deal. We've got this video company in New Orleans, and they can cut three videos for such and such a money. We'll go down, blah 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 blah." So that's what that was all about, and we're regretting it.
You know, most people have to go into their yearbooks to look back.
The chick was pretty good, though.
Yeah, it's very hot.
Okay.
Hey, and I know you don't want to dwell on Steve Perry because he's frankly...
That's okay. I know how to talk around things.
But how funny is it that when he left the band, when he did that song, Oh Sherry, and was Sherry the Yoko Ono of Journey?
No.
She was not?
No. I mean, you could look at it that way, but not really.
Okay, but he wrote this song about her and put her in the video... And then she broke up with him, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's funny.
That's
funny.
In that order. Probably messed his set up pretty well.
Joy, joy, joy. Now that is funny.
He does laugh like that.
Okay.
Bugsley.
We are going to take a break, and Ross, when we come back, look at this.
Who else do you want to call, man?
I got nothing but people who first want to talk to you.
Oh, those flashing lights are for me?
Yes, yeah, those are for you.
Okay.
Oh, come on.
Off some water.
And as a matter of fact, do you have your rock star Rolodex with you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who do you want to call?
Give it to me right now.
No, it doesn't work that way.
Read me.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Redskins Radio, 106.7 WJFK. The sweet sounds of summer at Wolf Trap with rockers Lynyrd Skynyrd and 38 Special. Bonnie Raitt with Richard Thompson. The Gypsy Kings. Plus, grab your Mardi Gras beads and head to our famous all-day party, the Louisiana Swamp Romp. Get ready to rock and roll at Wolf Trap this summer to the sounds of the Moody Blues, Journey, Hootie and the Blowfish, Blues Traveler, Lyle Lovett, and legendary vocalist Linda Ronstadt. Wolf Trap is the place to listen to the music this summer. Don't miss great concerts by the Doobie Brothers, Huey Lewis and the News, the B-52s, Bruce Hornsby, and a hilarious night of stories with Bill Cosby. Tickets on sale now. Call 703-218-6500 or order online at wolftrap.org. Wolf Trap, where the arts come out to play.
Ah, spring. The birds are singing, the grass is growing, and new Sleep Number beds are arriving at Select Comfort. This year, why not make a clean sweep for better sleep with our most luxurious Sleep Number bed ever? Featuring a plush mattress that's 16 inches thick, it's got several added features that help you further customize the way you sleep. As the seasons change, so can your new Sleep Number bed. Its new reversible pillow top lets you sleep on a cool, silky side or a warm, knit side. And of course, like all our Sleep Number beds, you set the comfort and firmness on your side of the bed to your exact preference, your Sleep Number, at the push of a button. Couples love it. It even comes with a sleek new remote control with a special memory button that remembers your favorite Sleep Number setting. It's Select Comfort's most innovative bed ever. Come discover the key to a perfect night's sleep. The Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort. Comfort.
Visit Towson Town Center, the mall in Columbia, Annapolis Mall, Marley Station, Lake Forest Shopping Center, White Marsh Mall, Arundel Mills, White Flint, and Potomac Mills. There's a common myth that MSRP stands for Manufacturer's Suggested Retail Price. However, at the Motorcycle Factory, it stands for Motorcycles Sold at Ridiculous Prices. Stop by the Motorcycle Factory Spring Open House this Saturday and check out their entire stock. 04 Honda motorcycles, ATVs, and scooters just $2 over their dealer invoice. Not MSRP, their dealer invoice. Brand new Hondas like the 04 VLX 600 MSRP $49.99. The Lightning Quick 04 CBR 600RR MSRP $85.99. The all-new 04 Speed Demon CBR 1000RR MSRP $10.99. All just $2 over the Motorcycle Factory's dealer invoice. This Saturday, take 20% off all parts and accessories, enjoy free food, and check out unbeatable financing. Zero down at just $29 a month for the first 6 months. The Motorcycle Factory Spring Open House this Saturday, just minutes from I-95 in Woodbridge. Call 866-583-9999.